Hi everybody, good morning and welcome to you. If you are a visitor here this morning, I know we've got some visitors amongst us, you're really welcome. And you've come on a morning where we're going to do, I'm going to do just a really short financial report on last year, and then I'm going to do some teaching into, can I just have that slide, first slide? Supernatural living from obedient giving. Okay, so I want to start with This is such a boring slide. I am so sorry. Do you know what? I realised this morning that should have a background of people dancing, okay? Because this is good news. I am not going to bore you to death this morning. I think it's important that we have an understanding of Rivers finances, and I think it's important that the leadership are open and accountable. This morning, I'm just going to give you some headlines, really quick. The interesting stuff's coming. I'm just going to give you some headlines. You can have more information if you want it. Just come and ask me. Now, last year I stood here and I said Maidenhead's giving had been the highest for 5 years, over to the year before, despite the financial climate. Today I'm standing here and I'm telling you Maidenhead's giving and Rivers giving went up 49% last year. How fantastic is that? God is good and you guys are simply incredible. Maidenhead's giving went up 49% due to some large one-off gifts, but also a 21% increase in regular giving. Pat yourselves on the back. That is fantastic. And I want to start by saying well done and thank you for your incredible generosity and your trust in God. And it's not just that we want your money, it's that that says so much about our relationship with God, where our hearts are in our walk with God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with River Church as a whole, all four River Churches together, and then I'm going to give you some information that's Maidenhead specific. So here are some highlights. Oh, dear me, that hasn't come out too well. 2014 was a year of generosity. Total income in River as a whole increased by 29% and regular giving by 10%. Expenditure just increased only a little bit, which was actually under budget. An overall surplus of $81,000 was generated last year, and I'll explain to you what we've done with that. $46,700 of this surplus has been allocated for new things, new ministries that we want to start up in this year. So there's been some central expenditure, some booking software for Riverfest 16 coming up, Mission Fest 16 we're going to be funding, gatherings for the network, some new worship kit, a hub manager for the journey. You'll remember that Vicky came and spoke. We funded part of that this coming year. Marlow, there's provision for one day a week, has paid a assistant for Dave. Slough, they've got a community outreach project that they're going to set up into their community to really grow that church. And in Maidenhead, we received $8,000 into our vision fund, which I'll tell you a little bit about in a moment. We've been able to set up Messy Church with a grant of $2,500. The Middletons are now paid 2 days a month as youth workers. And we've got some money to fund some improvements to Desborough when the branding is complete. Okay, so we've been able to do good things with that money. We had substantial one-off gifts into Maidenhead and Marlow, and Slough made a surplus for the first time. So whereas in previous years we have helped to fund Slough, we didn't have to this year. And the journey has had record giving every month since July 2014. God is blessing us. It is amazing. Where do you go with something like this? Basically, 2013 income, 2014 income, it's gone up. You can see there, the yellow is regular giving. The blue is large one-off donations. And that's why the 2014 spike is so big. Absolutely fantastic. For 2015, the plan, we haven't banked on those regular one-off gifts. Please give them. It would be so exciting. But we haven't banked on them. We're being really prudent, which is why our income plan is a little less. But that's the way it looks. There's the expenditure. Basically, I said we just went up by 2.8%, which was under budget, which was fantastic. The plan for 2015 is an 11% increase in expenditure, which is due to some new salaries, which I will talk about. But all in all, that's really good. That's really good. Our costs are being kept by Richard Emmett right under budget, which is absolutely awesome. There are some facts and figures about River staff employment. Colin and the church leaders there under ministry staff all paid 4 days a week last year. Colin, because of the increased giving, has been able to go back up to 5 days a week. He dropped a day's salary voluntarily last year in order to help the church finances. So it's been great this year that will go up to 5 days. Those are the office people. You can't see very well. My bad slides, church office. They've stayed static this year. And we've got additions for 2015, which is why our expenses are more. I have the lovely Rachel Smith, who's going to be working a day a week, is working a day a week with me, paid as an assistant, which is fantastic. Mark and Ruth in our youth work, 2 days a month. Denise Brannan in the Journey Hub, which we talked about, is able to be paid. So that's a kind of a River Church as a whole, real fly through. Her headlines are, it's good news, and it's good news due to you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This year we're able to do some reporting on Maidenhead because of the transition from being a whole church that just meets in four different places to being four churches linked together as a river. We're able to do some specific reporting on Maidenhead. So this is interesting for you guys. Let's have a look at it. So this is River Maidenhead, and there at the bottom you'll see River Maidenhead's income went up from 164,000 to 245,000 last year, which was an increase of 49%, which is thank you. Thank you, guys. What can I say? It was, as you see, there was a circled bit in the top corner there for 2014. Lots of one-off, a number of large one-off donations made that increase. But you can see even the regular giving there. The top box, 2014, the yellow slot, 150 in 2014. 2013, that yellow slot was 124. So that's the 21% increase, which is just brilliant. I'll just let you absorb that for a moment. If we put that in a different way, if you're a person who doesn't like pie charts, you like graphs, there's a graph. Which says the same thing and gives you the plan for 2015. Our budget of our income just shows a 1.2% increase on our regular giving, with some large one-off donations put in, but we haven't banked upon them. But you know what, guys? Why don't we in Maidenhead get that spike up to meet 2014's? What do you reckon? Why don't we just prove them all wrong at the office and say, do you know what, that 2015 spike, that's way too small. I think we can take the challenge on. Anyway, that wasn't a misscript. That's the income picture for Maidenhead. And this is amazing because we took up special offerings during the year. You'll remember sometimes we stand up here and I say there's this need or there's that need. And over the year, we gave, as a church, you guys gave an extra £18,000 in special offerings, which is incredible. So there was Dave and Charlotte who went to Ethiopia. Do you remember their appeal for a car? £8,000 for that came from Maidenhead. There were other special mission things, individual support things that we did. We had things like Nepal to support people like Beth, who went to Bethel to do a worship school. Do you remember that? We did some offerings to support the Lucas family after George was injured in that really terrible crash. Don't know if you remember that. We also took up an offering for the Maidenhead Vision Fund during that previous year, which was £6,000, which you guys all gave into. That's the sum of what we did over the year. It is amazing. And this year, that's continued. So we've done some other special offerings. You'll remember already this year, we've done the coffee to water. Do you remember the text giving? We've done Nepal in the wake of the earthquake. We took up an offering for the hub. Do you remember doing that? Vicky came and we had about £1,500, I think, for that. We did some support for an Ignite student. Let's remember that. So our theme this morning is generous, generosity. You guys are generous. It's fantastic. Thank you so much. Maidenhead's expenditure looks a bit like this. Wages, me and some others. Hall hire. That's what it costs us to be here. Running costs, that's kind of all the bits and pieces and costs of meeting and all the rest of stuff. Our contribution, Maidenhead contributes 2/3 of the cost of running the office. Marlowe contributes 1/3. we contribute 2/3. That's 109,000. Overseas missionary support into the mission fund, that we give 22,000. We gave 10,000 into the journey, again shared with Marlo, 1/3 them, 2/3 us. And 31,000 that we were able to give from our surplus into those projects that I told you about, the £46,000 projects. And 24,750 went back into our reserves, because we need to have reserves as an organisation to operate prudently, but also legally. So that's what we had in, and that's what we spent. We balanced our books, we were really good, and we were able to give beyond that. So that is just really good news. What I also want to report to you on, which doesn't come out of those figures, is what we did with the Maidenhead Vision Fund. So you know we've established this fund that we have taken offerings into, £6,000 last year, that this year the church has given 8,000 into for us to reflect our giving last year. And what have we done with that this year? Well, that's our vision, to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And that's what this Maidenhead Vision Fund that we keep separate is there for. So we spent, oh, I wish that picture had come out better. That is so funny. That is Mark and Ruth as bunnies. Mark's face is not impressed. We spent 600 on the Larchfield Easter Bonanza. When we went down to the community centre, and we had like 120 plus people through that year, coming through, doing Easter crafts. We got to know them, we were able to talk to them, and just really bless them. We spent 4,700 on our Larchfield Festival, our annual event down in Larchfield Park, which is known by the estate, wanted and loved by the estate. We actually took £1,200 in takings, and what we did was we gave 50% of that to the community centre. So we just blessed them with a gift of £600, which they were gobsmacked by, which was really good. We spent £900 on Santas on the High Street. Dave and his animals. I didn't have a photograph. I so wished I'd had a photograph of the Nativity, but I didn't. So that was an awesome, awesome time. We spent £600 on our Christmas production, where we came, we did a fantastic production. If you came along, that was just a brilliant, brilliant evening. Invited friends and relatives to that. And we put some money as well into Larchfield Ladybirds, which runs weekly parents and toddlers down in the community centre. So over the year, the last financial year, we spent £7,000 on outreach into our community to give everybody tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And that way outstrips what we actually spent in our running costs. So that is a really, really good balance. Because as a church, we want to be people who've left the building. People who are out there in our community, blessing people, sharing the good news. And most of that money came from your donations into the Vision Fund. You funded all of that outreach, which is just brilliant. And I want you to know that your money has been well spent. We've built so many relationships through all these events. We've been able to set up Messy Church on the back of all of those relationships we've built up. And people know who we are, and they like it. We've got favour. We're serving the people in our town with love and grace. Lots of opportunities to walk across rooms. Lots of opportunities to share the goodness of God. So, in conclusion to this little finance slot, really, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your giving during 2014, for your faithfulness. You've given in so many ways beyond just money. You've done it in time as well. And you just need to know that as a result of those things, we are growing. We're growing numerically, which is great, but in deepening relationships with God, which is the really important part. Relationships with each other. We're growing in favor with the community. And we are impacting the lives of the people we rub shoulders with. And that is absolutely brilliant. We're bringing heaven to earth. So, guys, let's not pull back now, because the momentum is so good. It is true, just the more money we have, the more we can do. That is just the way it goes. And the more we can work in this town to bring heaven to earth. You know, Mark approached me the other day and said, Kerry, it'd be fantastic if we had a minibus for the youth. What we could do, we could take them out to all sorts of places. Great project. You know, we've talked about the miracle building, that God's really put on our hearts. How awesome to be able to get that in the coming years. You know, all these things are projects with time, with money. What you could do to impact this town with the goodness and the love of God is extraordinary. So I just want to encourage you guys. I just want to say a huge thank you. Now, if you have any questions, that's been such a speedy run through. If you have any questions, we're completely open. You can come and bring them to me. I don't want to take them now because I want to go on to a little bit of teaching. But you can come and ask me. The accounts have been prepared. They've been audited. They've been signed off and they're about to be filed. So if you want copies, you can have copies either when they're filed or beforehand. We want to be completely open and honest. But what I want to do is I just want to, on the back of that, just move into a little bit of teaching on supernatural living from obedient giving. And what I actually need now is I need two volunteers. So I think I strong-armed Rachel O'Denny last night to be a volunteer. Rachel, do come and join me at the front. And I need one other. A gentleman would be quite good. You don't have to do anything. Come on. So you don't have to do anything. I'm not going to ask you to act out like last week. If you were here last week, I had volunteers acting. It was amazing. Now let's have Rachel here. If you could come here for me, Rachel. And if I could have Seb here. Just here, I'm going to get to you. That's fantastic. So, just look lovely. You know, just look manly and lovely. Don't you look manly? That would just be really bad. Okay, so I would like to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to two people. This is called Smart. This person is called Smart. And this person over here is called Smarter. Bear with me one moment whilst I get their props for them. Smart, if you'd like to put the purple one on. There we go. Smarter, if you would like to put that one on, that's obviously brilliant. Okay, so lovely, I like it. All right, so we have Smart here, lovely person, lovely Christian. She has a really good handle on her finances. Now, that's my purse, don't you run away with that. So, great, great Christian, knows the Bible, loves God, comes to church on Sunday. Awesome. Got a good handle on her finances. And Smarter over here is exactly the same. Goes to church on Sundays, does his stuff during the week, great Christian, loves God, got a good handle on his finances. The only difference is he really knows the Word of God. And he's just got a bit of a revelation from God about finance. Now, I'll just say at this point that I'm not making a comment about these people at all. They're just playing roles, okay? So just like last week, just go with the flow. I'm not saying anything about either of them. So something smarter over here has learned from the Bible is this, from James. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. That's in James 1:22. So in his Bible there, Smarter pays attention to that as he goes through things. Now then, both of these guys here know that in any given month they need to get from A to B. Okay? Bear with me. The props continue. Is there no end? So, in any given month, they both need to get from A to B. Which is they need to pay their bills, they need to eat, they need some money to spend, they probably need to save some. And, you know, they handle their finances well and they understand what they need to do. Smart over here says, now I know to get from A to B in any given month, it is going to take 100% of my income. So 100% of my income, so that's fine. I'm going to use 100% of my income to get from A to B. Smarter over here says, well, you know, I've done the maths as well, and I know it's also going to take me 100% of my income to get from A to B, but I have read this in the Bible. In Malachi 3:10, the Lord says, bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. What an amazing scripture. In the Message, it says this: test me in this, says the Lord, and see if I don't open up heaven itself to you. Open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. So Smarter says, do not listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Smarter says, okay, it's going to take me 100% of my income to get from A to B, but I'm going to listen to what the word says, what the Lord says. And I'm just going to use 90% of my income to get from A to B. And 10% I'm going to give to the Lord to further his purposes in this world. And Smarter says, well, God's word says not only will he take me from A to B on 90%, hold that one in front of it, he will also take me from B to C. Now, this place C isn't even on Smart's roadmap. There's no C. Smart's just living a good life here. There's no C. There's C here. What is C? C is that place where God pours out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. C is that place of supernatural living from obedient giving. What does that look like? Well, it might look like answered prayers. It might look like amazing God-given opportunities. It might look like favor and unexpected blessings, protection, new friendships, financial provision, blessings so that you're able to be a blessing to other people. So while Smart over here, bless her heart, looks at Smarter and thinks, well, he's a bit of an idiot. He's not done the maths right, has he? How's he going to get from A to B on 90%? Smarter over here knows that this is supernatural living. This is where the excitement is. This is real living for those of us who walk with God. It's a place where we meet with God, where we depend on him in scary, risk-taking faith and see him come through for us. And so our relationship with him grows. Our love for him grows unbelievably in this place, on this journey. And guys, this journey is what we were made for. We were not made for this journey. We can live this journey. It is fine to live that journey. But God calls us to supernatural living and wants us to live this journey. Now then, guys, thank you very much. We'll carry on. Would you just like to, I'll have my purse back. Thank you very much. And get all of that. If you just pop them over there, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. Weren't they fantastic? Round of applause for my lovely volunteers. So, guys, we sing those songs about surrendering all to Jesus, don't we? But until we get our heads and our hearts around obedient giving, I honestly don't really think we're quite surrendered all to Jesus. We talk about this journey in Maidenhead, our spiritual journey, where we're moving along that journey to being Jesus-centered, where our relationship with Jesus is the most important one in our lives, where it guides all that we do. And our giving is a vital part of that, not because God needs our money, but because he knows our hearts are emotionally tied to it, and we rely on it and not on him. The enemy wants to rob us of supernatural living. He wants to rob us of B to C journey. And our feelings about giving are a really great way to do that. You know, so we wake up. Do I feel like giving as the offering baskets goes around? Do I feel like putting anything in this morning? We won't. We really won't. And we go through a bit of a guilt conversation with God each week. And here's an idea. If you want to respond to that promise of God and that command of God, really, why don't you just set up your giving automatically each month? Then actually you haven't got that wrestle with your feelings. It just happens. It's a really easy way to get over that. And you know what our prayer about our giving then can be? What do you want me to give God that's over that 10% out of what you're blessing me with? That is supernatural giving, where we may give into offerings, where we may on a given morning think, oh, I just need to put some more in that basket. Or that person over there, I need to go and bless them. Or I've heard of that need, I need to go and do that. Or I need to do that for something in my community, someone in my community. That is supernatural giving. So I just would like to read you a small portion of this amazing book, which we featured last year, called The Blessed Life. Incredible book about supernatural giving. Unlocking the Rewards of Generous Living is what it's called. And I just want to read you just one paragraph or two. And this chap, Robert Morris, lives the most extraordinarily giving life, where he has given like his entire estate away four times over, and God just continues and continues to bless him because he knows he will pour it out for others. And he says this is such an exciting book to read. I would really, really recommend it. He says this: without a doubt, the enemy of your soul would do anything to keep you from discovering God's principles concerning financial stewardship, giving, and blessing. Why? Because once you do, it will transform your life for the better. It will bring you guaranteed financial results, but it will do more than that. It will impact the kingdom of God. You see, if every believer understood and applied the simple principles of giving, it would literally bring revival to the world. Every needed church facility could be built. Every missionary with a divine call and a willing heart could be sent out and abundantly supplied. The gospel could saturate every culture on the planet. Yes, as God's people prospered, money would come into the kingdom, but much more important, our hearts would be changed. There is no greater adventure on earth than simply living the life of generosity and abundance that is available to all of God's people, but that so few ever dare to live. It is a journey of reward. It is the blessed life. It is supernatural living from obedient giving. Let's make a decision to honour the Lord, to follow him, to hear what his word says. Let's give him the full tithe and trust him to take us, not just from A to B, but from B to C as well. And if that seems impossible to you, spend some time dwelling on that promise. And if you're thinking, well, that's true for everybody except me, because it's never happened before, because I'm not good enough, because I don't follow him well enough, because I'm not X, Y, or Z, ponder this. God's ability to deliver on his promises is not linked to you. It's all about who he is. So he delivers on his promise because he is the all-faithful, all-powerful, ever-loving God who keeps his word. No matter what goes on with us, he keeps his word. So he's spoken in Malachi 3:10, and he'll keep that promise to you because that's who he is. In that verse, he said this: test me in this. Do you know that mostly in scripture, we're told not to put God to the test? And that's because the basis of a loving, trusting relationship, which is what he wants with us, is not constantly having to prove yourself, or else love is withdrawn. So he says, don't put the Lord your God to the test. Trust him. Walk in love with him. But in this area of money, God says, test me in this and see if I don't open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. And I just think this must be really important to him. So I just want to encourage every one of us, and I talk to myself as well this morning, to be people who listen to his word, who do what it says, and who take God at his word and follow him in every area of our lives, including our finances. So I want to thank you all hugely for your giving last year as generous people, and so far for this year as well. But let's press on, guys. Let's be bold. Let's be brave. Let's adventure with God together into more of that supernatural living that he has for us, both as individuals, but also as River Church Maidenhead. What I'd like to do is I'd just like to pray now. So as we finish, if you'd just like to bow your heads. And where is your heart with God on all of this morning? It could be that this is how you're already living. So this is just fine. And it's just been an encouragement this morning. I just really want to bless you guys. Maybe God's saying, come on an adventure with me. Let's do 11%. Or 12%, or 13%. That's between you and him. That is not for me to dictate. It may be that you've heard this morning and it makes you feel afraid. But God says, test me on this. And something that I've realized is that fear is from the enemy. And when I feel afraid, it's because the enemy wants to stop me from accessing some blessing of God. Wants to stop me from being a bringer of the kingdom on earth. And my question to myself is always, am I going to let him do that? Let's not. Let's not allow fear to rob us of what God has for us. It could be that I've made you grumpy this morning. It could be that me talking like this has offended you slightly. That really was not my intention. I just wanted to bring to us this morning what the Word of God said and leave it with you. What you give is between you and God. He loves you utterly and absolutely, no matter what you give. But I just ask you to ask, why am I responding like this? Why do I feel like this? And going on back on Heart Life, is that above the line? And if it's not, what's in my heart? What wounds do I have? What fears do I have that may be causing me to respond like that? And I'd really encourage you to explore that with God or with somebody trusted. But this morning, Father God wants you to know that he loves you wherever you are in that journey with him. In the area of giving, he's passionately for you. He loves you. He loves your heart. He loves your faithfulness. He loves who you are. So, Father God, we just come as we are to you. Lord, we hear your word and we want to be people who are doers, not just hearers. And Lord, we want you to open up heaven over every one of us. We want you to shower blessing on us, but we want you to open up heaven over this community that we live in, and we want to see you showering blessing on everyone who lives in this community. Holy Spirit, I pray you'll give every person in this room courage to walk this journey of supernatural living through obedient giving with you, because you are ever faithful, ever loving, and you will not let us down. We just this morning, Lord, give our hearts to you. We say thank you to everything you've done in our lives, everything you're doing in our church and our community. And we just say, we are going to press on an adventure with you. In Jesus' name, amen.